We welcome you here to this presentation of the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM alongside Lucas Williams. I'm Michael Hooker as we are now sat down here with the varsity head coach of the girls basketball team, Coach Rogers. Thank you so much for joining me. Kind of a late start for us. But getting things started here, last week you guys had two very tough opponents. The first one being Monday evening against Fishers High School at Fishers. And then the second one being Saturday afternoon at Lawrence Central High School, Lawrence Central being the number one team in the state. Quickly, can you just break down what you really saw emotion-wise from your team after those two losses?
Well, you know, I think after the Fishers game on Monday night, it was just one of those things where, you know, we got down big, we cut into it, we got it down to 10 at halftime, and, you know, came out after halftime and just looked like a completely different team. So that one got a little bit away from us. And, you know, we chalked it up. We've had some girls in and out sick and, you know, kind of hit the injury bug a little bit. And then Saturday, kind of same thing. You know, we kind of hung in there. Casey kind of jammed her finger pretty bad there at the end of that first quarter. And I think we kind of immediately kind of lost belief that we could do it. Got down in a big hole again and then had to battle back. But for us to be able to cut and, you know, get that down to 9 against the number one team in the state, I think, you know, if we did some things schematically, if we were ever to, you know, be fortunate enough to face them again and maybe a regional or something like that, we'd be able to do some things and kind of make that game plan a little bit better. So, you know, two great teams, you know, two tough losses. But those kind of games, like we said, they make you better for February.
Yeah, now going more in on that Fishers game on Monday evening, you guys fell 70-49. Both of those teams last week had were very tall, had multiple multiple girls over 5'7", some over 6 foot. Really, in that Fishers game, do you think that the height disadvantage was kind of a struggle in the paint overall?
No, I mean, I think the Fishers game was just, it was a tough matchup for us. You know, it put Ada on, you know, guarding some people that were going to be, you know, not based in the block or, you know, like a true post player. And we just, you know, Fishers was a harder coverage for us than actually Lawrence Central was. Lawrence Central, we just, you know, person to person, we just matched up better. And Fishers has a lot of people that play like guards and kind of spread it out and can shoot it. So we couldn't help as much as we needed to help shut down drives. And, cause if you shut down the drive, you're going to give it up on the backside for a shot. So, you know, I think it was just, you know, it was just all, it comes down to matchups, and we started to kind of, you know, take a turn for the worse there in that third quarter when we kept turning it over, and, you know, it continued, and we just kind of struggled to score, so.
Well, looking at Lawrence Central now, I mean, what kind of experience is it like going up against the number one overall team in the state?
Yeah, you know, and once again, Lawrence Central was kind of banged up too. You know, they had, they just got out of the Marion County tournament, which they won. And then that Friday before playing us, they had a tough game against Pike. But once again, I think it's great for our girls to be in situations like that. That's going to help us in the back end of our schedule as we're trying to accomplish our three goals of conference, county, and sectional. And, you know, we battled. There were many times that we probably could have rolled over in that Lawrence Central game, but they kind of, you know, stuck with it. They competed, and, you know, we were able to get it down to something manageable. I mean, when it's a 9-point game, you know, you're only talking, you know, three possessions. So we change a couple offensive rebounds that they put back or shoot better from the free throw line. You know, we're in that game. So I think there was a lot, you know, a lot more, you know, that was good to take away from that Lawrence Central game for sure.
So now, actually looking at the future, now you only have one more game this week, and that is against Yorktown. So, I mean, you only have two conference games left.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is a pretty important game.
Yep.
So, are there any special preparations that you have going into this game?
Well, you know, like I said, we're dealing with some injuries and trying to get kids healthy physically through injuries and then also kind of sickness. But yeah, once again, you know, Yorktown's 2-0 in the conference. It's probably been a while since, you know, both teams in this game have been undefeated. So we're going to see their best on Wednesday night. So we have to make sure that, you know, we're not falling into the trap of, you know, hey, this is going to be easy. We got to make sure that, that everybody's locked in and ready to do their job and get it done on Wednesday.
Yeah, and then after this game against Yorktown, you guys have a kind of a big break until your next game, which is on the 2nd of January, which is the start of the county tournament. So what really are you looking from your girls going into this game and then going into that big break?
So, yeah, we do have one game. Jay County will happen on the 28th, so there is one more game in there that first week of break. But once again, that kind of helps break it up a little bit so we don't have that huge pause where we're, you know, just looking straight into to county. But that's obviously, you know, on the horizon and going to be a big topic for us. It's something that we made it to the final last year and came up short. So I know that is a big goal for a lot of the girls in our locker room. They want to get back and kind of right that wrong last year of letting that slip away. So as soon as we get through Yorktown and Jay County, that's where the focus will be, you know, Anderson first. And then, you know, hopefully, you know, being blessed to be able to make it on from there. But definitely, you know, trying to stay focused on one game at a time. But definitely we're excited for the county to come and, you know, continue working hard to see where we if we can put ourselves in a position to maybe get that done this year.
Now, you mentioned there, obviously, county being in the future, and Jay County coming up right before that to kind of split up this big break. Do you really think that helps out some of your players mentally not having such a huge break in between Yorktown and county?
I think so. You know, I think last year, the last couple years, I think that county has fallen actually when we're back in school. And I think sometimes that can be tough to try to stay focused through a three-game week, things like that. So I definitely think where we're at kind of physically, I think any break or time off that we can have to get these girls off their feet and just kind of get some healing going on with them is great. We just have to have, you know, us coaches and then also our leaders just have to do a good job making sure they're there, keeping everybody locked in and focused for what we're trying to do moving forward.
So, you know, you're talking about Anderson, you know, they're playing them on the 2nd.
Yep.
You know, what is it like to have, you know, that game before, but then also to go into someone that is a, you know, known rival to us, not, you know, in the conference, but just location-wise?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have that Anderson game here. You know, we had to go play there last year, and it'll be a big crowd. You know, having the boys here playing that game after us as well, so it should be an electric environment. And you know, once again, we just got to stay focused on being us. You've probably heard me say it: tuning out the noise. And just staying focused on what, you know, Lady Arabian basketball needs to do to be successful. And we've been doing a pretty good job of that, and we look forward to keep moving forward with that.
All right, well, that will do it for this segment with Coach Rogers. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck the rest of this season.
Thanks.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, head coach of the boys varsity basketball team, Coach Joe Buck, will be sitting down with us here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM as we are now joined here by the head coach of the varsity boys basketball team, Coach Buck. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So getting things started here, last week you guys went 2-0 in the week, had a couple of great wins, one coming against the number one team in 3A, Garen Catholic, on Tuesday evening, I believe, and then later Saturday night against Liberty Christian on the road. How do you think this team has really started to buy into the system that they've been running after those two wins?
Well, I think, you know, I said from the beginning it was going to be a process. And our mental and physical maturity was going to be a big piece of this team's success. And I think that's starting to show that mental toughness and not so much buying into what we're trying to do, but to start with, buying into being competitive and working hard each and every day and each and every possession of a basketball game. And you know, human nature is not always going to have that kind of result. So it takes, when I say it's a process, it takes time. I've talked about building good habits so that you don't have to think or you don't turn on effort and turn it off. If it becomes a habit through the things that we do in practice, then it becomes much easier on game night to have that consistent competitive effort. And I think we're getting closer to that. We have times where we go back to some of our bad habits. We see that same thing in practice, but we're making big improvements in that area. I think that our defense has shown that. Our defense has improved vastly from the beginning of the season. That's one thing that I'm real proud of this team, and they're proud of that. And that's what's more important than me being proud, is they're proud of that. They see the difference. Our block off and rebounding has improved a great deal as well. And we've cut down on our turnovers. That was a big problem with this team in years past. It was a problem for us at the start of the year. And now we're having games where we're averaging less than 10 turnovers a game. And that's really good this early in the season. And our team's proud of all three of those categories. So we're trying to build off of those positives. But the main thing is, we've become a much more competitive team than what we were at the start of the season.
Now, focusing a little bit on that first game of the week against Garen Catholic, they're a very tough team. You guys trailed a good portion of that game, and then you guys came back and took the victory, and it was a one-point victory. I believe 49-48 was the final of that game. Could you walk us through what you really observed defensively as you were talking about how they take pride in their defense from your guys in that one?
Well, in that particular game, it was another great defensive effort to hold Garen. At that time, they were ranked number 10 overall in the state, all classes, and as you mentioned, number 1 and 3A. To hold them to 48 points is a great defensive effort. And, you know, in that particular game, we only had 6 turnovers as well, a category that I touched on that we've really improved in. So a good defensive effort. The boards, we lost the board battle in that particular game, but they had 2 6-8s that were really strong inside. The Cardinal kid is extremely aggressive and very strong. We had a hard time matching up with him. But overall, a great defensive effort, a team defensive effort. And Aaron Cookston had another outstanding game. He held Sorensen, who's one of the better guards that we will face this year. He was averaging over 20 points a game. Aaron held him to 7 points and limited his attempts and just denied and chased him the entire game and wore him out. So that was a huge part of our defensive attack, as Aaron has been our go-to man as far as taking the number one player on our opponents. In that particular game, the key that I've talked over and over about is the way that we're starting basketball games. First of all, we're a little bit tight. We're a little bit nervous. And that comes from lack of success, so to speak. And when we start the basketball game off, we're trying to get ball movement and we're trying to attack the basket. Number one, to try to get rid of some of the nerves that we have. Number two, we want to make our opponent play defense, and we want to attack the basket either off the dribble or with the pass and have an opportunity to get a good shot around the basket and also have an opportunity to get fouled and go to the free throw line. And in the Guerin game and the Liberty Christian game, we failed to do that. We were taking shots off of one pass, off of zero passes, and consequently, as we have done in some of our other games, we go 2 for 9 from behind the three-point line against Guerin. And then in the Liberty Christian game, we start off and we go 1 for 6 from behind the line. And we had a size advantage at Liberty. So that has been something that we have done, and something that we must improve on is getting off to a better start. And that's going to come through execution of offense and patience. Once we get away from that and we get back to the game plan that we had worked on all week, then we're playing pretty good basketball. But we have to get away from that. At Liberty Christian, I mean, we pounded the game plan that we were going to run our high-low and we were going to get the ball inside. They started off playing behind Josiah Gustin at 6'2", guarding 6'7". And we didn't attack. In fact, we, like I said, we go 1 for 6 from behind the three-point line, which we weren't supposed to be taking. We took a timeout. We had a quick discussion, a 30-second discussion. And lo and behold, we went back to the game plan. We went inside, and that's when we got back in control of the game. We went ahead, and we got to the line. We were 7 of 8 from the free throw line. We were up 5 at halftime, and it was all because we went inside and got to the free throw line. The Guerin Catholic game, where we didn't attack inside, we didn't shoot any free throws the entire half. We had 6 points in the paint to their 18 points in the paint. So what I'm getting at, that's not our game plan in the first half. When we go to it eventually, then we're playing pretty good basketball.
So now talking, you know, about that Liberty Christian game, what were some of the takeaways from that game? What were some of the takeaways from the Guerin Catholic game that you used for the Liberty Christian game? Like, what were some of the, you know, tactics that you used?
Well, like I just talked about, you know, we emphasized the way we started the game off. And that's why we were so disappointed that we thought we had that behind us, but we started the same way at Liberty Christian until the timeout. So we didn't learn there. But the thing about the Guerin Catholic game, that's one of the bigger wins that this basketball program's had in several years. To be a ranked team statewide and number one in 3A, that's a great accomplishment for these young men, something that they're extremely proud of. But we talked on Saturday morning in our walkthrough, you know, that game was behind us. That game didn't mean anything other than inspiring our opponents. We had to bounce back. We had to forget about that game, and we had to take on the challenge at task, which happened to be Liberty Christian that night. And I'm proud to say that our team did rebound. They did take on that challenge with exception of the first 4 minutes of the game. And responded very well in an atmosphere that was intense, in an atmosphere that, you know, it would have been easier for our players not to come to compete. And they did. It was a very physical game, and our kids actually battled as hard in that game as they have in any game. So I think that we've grown with each one of our games, whether we come out on the win column or the loss. But I think we really grew from the Guerin Catholic game, and it built confidence in our players and our teams to be able to play and beat a quality team like them.
So as you're just saying, you went to the enemy territory and you closed out the week 2-0. So now what, I mean, you're talking about that, you know, they were proud, but what other emotions were there, you know, from the team after those two victories?
Well, you mentioned the buy-in. And they're starting to see that. We're starting to see that. We'll stop practice and point out things that we're doing well, praising our players, and they have started to get excited. when we execute, whether it's a fast break, whether it's our defensive rotation, whether it's a press, whether it's a press breaker, whatever it may be, and we execute it, our players are getting excited, those on the court, those on the sidelines, meaning that they recognize the things that we're doing when it works and the players make the plays. They're proud of that. And at the same time, when we do not and we get away from that and turn the ball over or take bad shots or force bad offensive possessions, they also realize that too. And that's how you can grow. You got to realize when you're executing well and when you're not also. And they're starting to see that.
All right, and one final question here for you. Overall, your team is on a great three-game win streak. Do you think the team has really turned around from your season opener to now going into this break before County?
Well, we've won four out of the last five, but in fairness, you know, I want to be realistic. I think you have to look at your opponents. You know, I said from the beginning that we had a challenging schedule to start with, and what I was trying to do was make our players focus on improving, just like I talked at the beginning of this, improving each and every day in practice and each and every game, and not so much look at the win-loss column. I mean, when you start off and you're playing at Anderson against that athleticism and quickness, then you come back against the number two team or number one team in 2A. Wapahonee, I know they're a 2A team, but a team that's been together for many years, and they're still number one to play them, and then have to go to Westfield and play the number two team in the state, and maybe I keep saying I think they're the number one team in the state. That's a tough start to the season, so that's why I was trying to get our players to look at it as, you know, are we making improvements? And to be able to bounce back and win four out of our last five, our players are proud of that, and I'm proud of them as well. For us to be 4-4 going into Christmas and improving in the areas that I mentioned earlier in the show about defense and blocking off on the boards and reducing our turnovers, they have a reason to be proud. Now, we have a tough schedule coming up, and when we go to Batesville next week, in a one-day tournament, we're going to play two basketball games against quality teams in Roncalli and either Batesville or Columbus North. That'll be another test. And then after that, you have to regroup whether you win or whether you lose, and you have to come back against, I think, the number 10 team in the state this week in Anderson, and we know what to expect there. Their quickness, their athleticism, their physical play on defense just totally took us out of what we wanted to do when we played there. So, you know, we have big-time challenges ahead. And then after that, after the county tournament, we get back into school, and we have to go on the road and play some really tough conference teams. So, once again, one game at a time, and same philosophy, trying to improve each and every week.
All right, well, that will do it for the show here tonight. Thank you so much, Coach Buck, for joining us. But thank you all to who tuned in tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Thank you to Brooklyn back in the studio running the board, making sure this goes smoothly. And thank you to all of our sponsors that make this possible. For Lucas Williams, I'm Michael Hooker, signing off on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios
Underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
I'm Michael Hooker. I'm here with a varsity baseball player in Jameson Walford. Thank you so much for joining me, Jameson.
Yeah, no problem. What's up, guys?
All right, so getting things started here, I know you are in the conditioning phase of baseball practice right now. Can you just really walk us through what that looks like for you?
Okay, so there's a couple stations. We got some pods, and so right now I'm really working on like drive line, just getting my arm strength and working out, and obviously the conditioning part's good, and going through stations with Vosburgh is good.
All right, and now for baseball-wise, I know you play a few positions. What are the main positions that you'd say you'd play out on the diamond?
I've been pitcher for a long time. It's really my main position. I used to be in the outfield, but this year I'm probably prioritizing pitching.
All right, now one thing, I know you started playing baseball when you were younger. What really got you into the sport?
I mean, I've just always loved sports, and I just fell in love with baseball, and it kind of just took off from there.
What would you say is like a big goal for you going into your junior season, as I know you are a junior this year?
Well, last year we had a couple sophomores stepping up for varsity and being leaders, since we didn't have very many seniors that year. So I would say this year, just probably be full-time and be probably our ace this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned there stepping up into a leadership role here for the program. So what are you really hoping to accomplish being a leader for some of these freshmen coming into the program?
I'm hoping they can look up to me and maybe just see me as a leader, and maybe just do as best they can seeing and watching me play.
What would you say, like, who would you say last year was a really big mentor for you for maybe this leadership role?
I would say probably Ricky Howell. He was great. He didn't really play for us last year. He was injured, but he was there supporting every single practice, every single game, and he was just a good man all around.
All right, now who on the team this year really do you think brings the energy for maybe the clubhouse and even in the dugout during games?
Oh, I'd probably say Bo Surface. He's a pretty great guy, and he's going to be there yelling and keeping the energy up the whole time.
Now, I know you were a multi-sport athlete. I don't know if you still are, but what really helped you with those other sports become to be a better baseball player?
Well, the past couple of years I did wrestle. I would say it helped me with just the mental side of baseball, because you have to be pretty mentally tough for baseball. You know, you fail a lot in baseball, and you have to keep that positive mind up. Just the conditioning part keeps you in shape, and yeah, it helped a lot.
Okay, well, what would you say on the baseball diamond would really be your best trait that a team should really watch out for?
Probably just being able to locate the ball and probably just pitch well. I keep the energy up a lot. And I see myself as a good leader and should be for this year and next year.
Now, one thing people love to hear is, who really do you circle on your schedule? So what team do you mainly look out for this season?
Probably LaPel. One of my good friends is on that team, and we've had a pretty good rivalry the past couple of years, and I'm looking forward to beating them this year.
Now, what would you say is a goal for the whole team, like success-wise, for this season?
I would say we could win county and maybe move on to sectional and maybe even regional this year. It'd be great to definitely get a county championship.
So no conference?
Well, conference, that's up there. I mean, it'd be definitely a goal for us, and hopefully we can make that work too.
Yeah, and I know you guys are in one of the tougher conferences across all athletics. Do you think those conference games mean more in baseball than they do in, say, football or basketball?
I would say there are some really good football and, wrestling also. We have some really good wrestlers. And I would say it all around is they have some really good competition in all sports, and it's hard for everyone to really get past that.
All right, and then the last question I have for you here, who outside of baseball has really been your biggest supporter?
I would probably either say my parents or my best friend, Darryl. My parents have always been great leaders for me and have always helped me. And obviously they spend tons of money on me to just do what I love and have fun. And Darryl, great friend, and we've been friends for a long time growing up playing on the same baseball team, which is actually, like I said, he's on lapel now. But he's always just wanted to see me do good and vice versa.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jameson, for joining me.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School for this final segment of the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. And this last segment is going to be me and Lucas just showing some love to some of the other sports around the high school. One in particular right now, I'm looking at swimming coming up tomorrow night, actually, at 5:30 p.m. That'll be at Anderson High School. They have a meet, so you guys should definitely go out there and support them. The swim team puts in a lot of hard work over the winter, and they do a very, very good, put on a very good performance. Then looking to the wrestling side of things, wrestling, I know, is kind of having a big two-week break here. I believe last Saturday they had a meet, or county, I believe it was, and they came out of that one with another victory. They've won it multiple years in a row, so they are very happy about that. They don't have another meet for another 2 weeks, and that will be at North Montgomery High School. That'll be a Christmas Invitational. So really, a kind of a big break for wrestling, but they don't really take a break with wrestling. They are nonstop working. They just go and go. And same thing for the girls wrestling. I know they I don't have their schedule pull up, but girls wrestling puts in a ton of work too. Even though they're not a school sport, they still get out there on the mat and they still put on a show. So Lucas, what have you really seen from other winter sports around the high school so far?
Well, you already talked about wrestling. You know, swimming, I haven't seen too much myself, but I mean, that's definitely something that you should, you know, go out, you know, and support.
Yeah, you mentioned they're going out and support. Their last meet was against New Palestine High School. Those scores were 125-60 and 103-83 were the two scores for the men's and women's swimming. So really not the best performance by the swim teams, but they definitely are a very strong team. They've won multiple events. They're on a three-meet losing streak right now. They've lost three straight conference matchups against Yorktown, Greenfield, and New Palestine for the boys' side. Their last win coming in November 28th against Muncie Central in a 105-75 scoring meet. It was a very good meet for Pendleton Heights, and it really showed that we can really place well. These last few meets, they've just been off. It's uncharacteristic for the Pendleton Heights swim team. They're usually very, very strong on the men's side. Even the women's side, they are very, very strong. So just kind of uncharacteristic, but they do have a meet tomorrow, as I did mention, against Anderson High School. So what are you really hoping to see out of them tomorrow night, Lucas?
Well, as you said, you know, they've been on a kind of a losing streak. So I wonder what it's going to be like, you know, going against Anderson High School. You know, just being, you know, that's definitely a rival. So, you know, that's not conference. That's just, you know, location-wise. So, you know, definitely seeing, you know, a rival. And maybe it'll, you know, spark them up a little bit, make them play a little bit extra hard.
Yeah, and same thing for the girls' side. They're also on a three-meet losing streak to New Pal, Greenfield Central, and Yorktown High School. Their last victory coming against Muncie Central as well in a 116-68 scoring victory. That's, again, also very uncharacteristic, especially the 41-144 loss against Greenfield Central. That was a very, very tough matchup for the girls. Greenfield Central is a very strong swim team for the women's side of things, and the men's side, they're just a very good swim program, but Pendleton Heights usually puts up a very strong performance. But going into this kind of Christmas break after this Anderson matchup, all sports have kind of a big break and are kind of getting a chance to go home, relax, be with their families more, open up some presents, you know, eat Christmas dinner. So really, do you think that's going to affect some of these winter programs getting such a big break, Lucas?
You know, it really depends. Like, you can look at it two different ways. You know, just going over a Christmas break, you know, you're going to be with your family and you're going to be a little bit less focused on your specific sport that you're playing. But then again, also you have this long kind of break where you can just relax and, you know, get your, you know, just be less prone to injuries and just make sure you're eating and drinking enough and all that so that you could go into, you know, your next matchup and be just well nourished and well rested.
That is a very, very good point there about making sure you're well-nourished and well-rested for these next matchups coming up after the Christmas break. But that will pretty much wrap things up for me and Lucas here at Pendleton Heights for the ASN Coaches Show. Thank you all to tune. Thank you all for those at home that tuned into tonight's show. Thank you to Brooklyn back in the studio for running the board, making sure things go smoothly. And thank you to our sponsors to making this possible for us to come out and do this. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.